today's contestants, a baker and entrepreneur from Albany, New York, Cheyenne Simmons. A graduate student from Santa Monica, California, Sarah Frontiera. And a returning champion, a middle school math teacher from Lake Oswego, Oregon, Heather Nelson, whose one day cash winnings total $7,799. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome. Now, I know that many of you enjoy playing along as you watch each half hour of Jeopardy, but you could do more than that for yourselves. You could wind up being a contestant on Jeopardy. Our online testing process begins tomorrow and lasts until Thursday. So if you think you're good enough, register today. These three ladies did, and look where they are. They're about to earn some money. Let's go to work. Now the reveal of categories. First off, Buddhist temples. Oh my. Next, novels by chapter title, followed by phrase history, public television, inspiring women, and finally, the 2019 Forbes Global 2000. We're talking about the largest public companies around the world. Heather, off you go.
I'll take inspiring women for two, please.
American Airlines Captain Beverly Bass was piloting one of the 38 planes that were diverted to Newfoundland on this date. Cheyenne.
What is September 11th?
Yes.
Inspiring women for 400, please.
Abin Girma, who advocates for disability rights, was the first deaf-blind person to graduate from this law school. Heather.
What is Harvard?
Correct.
Women for 6.
Pioneering environmentalist Marjorie Stoneman Douglas is known as the woman who saved this Florida river of grass. Heather.
What is the Sargasso Sea?
No. Sarah or Cheyenne? Talking about the Everglades. Back to you, Heather.
Women for 8.
India's first female prime minister. She helped shape the country's constitution and society. Sarah.
Who is Indira Gandhi?
Yes.
Inspiring women for 1,000.
This glamorous Vienna-born actress invented a device that contributed to the development of GPS and Wi-Fi. Cheyenne.
Who is Hedy Lamarr?
Right.
Public television for 200, please.
Watch this PBS show and guess how much grandma's old postcards might be appraised for. Heather.
What is Antiques Roadshow?
Yes.
Television for 4.
I say, old chap, it's time for a question of sport. A quiz show on this network since 1970. Heather.
What is BBC?
Yes.
Television for 6.
Norm Abram earned his spot on the debut of this renovation show 40 years ago by having a minuscule scrap pile. Heather.
What is This Old House?
Yes.
Television for 8.
Real programs on this type of TV seen in Wayne's World include the Mr. Science Show and Cast Iron TV. Sarah.
What is Public Access?
Correct.
Public Television 1000.
The CBC's Road to Avonlea made a star of this actress named Sarah, who played young Sarah Stanley. And the actress is Sarah Pauley. Back to you, Sarah.
Novels by chapter title for 200.
The Whiteness of the Whale. Cheyenne.
What is Moby Dick?
That's the novel.
Novels by chapter title for 400, please.
No lie, The Beautiful Child Rescues the Puppet. Heather.
What is Pinocchio?
Good.
Phrase history for 2.
The alliterative more this for your buck was popularized by a 1950s Secretary of Defense. Heather.
What is bang?
Correct.
Phrase for 4.
A 1918 song title said, this is hard to find. Sarah.
What is true love?
No. What is a good man is hard to find. All right, back to you, Heather.
Phrase for 6.
Marshall Field's Chicago department store popularized the expression, the customer is this. Heather.
What is always right?
Yes, and that takes you up to 2,200. All three of you off to a good start. We're going to take a break, though. Come back and chat with the ladies following these messages. We're going to talk about food and drink in this little segment. Cheyenne Simmons, baker and entrepreneur. Tell me about your cakes.
So they're what I call booze-infused cakes.
Hello.
So take the classic, you know, think about a rum cake, but I take it a step further, use local distilleries, and make different cakes that are inspired by different cocktails.
Extra-infused cakes.
Yes.
All right. Sarah Frontera from Santa Monica, graduate student who once worked in a restaurant that doubled as a lighthouse?
Yes, technically it was a U.S. Coast Guard operated light beacon, but it was stylized to look like a lighthouse, and that's probably as close as I'll get to fulfilling my dream of being a lighthouse keeper.
Oh, so you have no interest in being a restaurateur?
No, just the lighthouse part was interesting.
Okay, good. Heather Nelson is our champion. She's from Lake Oswego, Oregon. Math teacher and an avid cook who does something a little bit unique. Tell us.
I do. Every Sunday, I make a plan for my recipes for the week, and I cook a different recipe every single night of the week.
Every night of
the
week?
Yes.
That's 365 different
recipes.
There may
be a couple times, like on a Saturday or, I don't know, tonight, that I don't get a chance to do that, but otherwise, yes.
What's your favorite dish?
I love making risotto.
Oh, I love risotto. You should invite me over for
deal.
Dinner. Thank you.
Happy to have you.
Pick up your signaling device right now. And we have a lot of clues still to be revealed. Go ahead, make a selection.
Phrase for 800, please.
1970s budget director Burt Lance got people saying, if it ain't broke, this. Heather.
What is don't fix it?
Yeah, I prefer fix it anyway. Go again.
Phrase 1,000.
John Donne's 1624 Devotions Upon Emergent Occasions is the source of the phrase, no man is this. Heather.
What is an island?
Right.
Forbes for 200.
With $4 trillion in total assets, the ICBC, the Industrial and Commercial Bank of this country, tops the list. Cheyenne.
What is Canada?
Nope. What is China? Back to you, Heather.
Forbes 400.
Uber didn't make the 2019 list, but this competitor just squeaked in at number 1949. Heather.
What is Lyft?
Yes.
Forbes 6.
The most profitable on the list is this technology company that passed $1 trillion in value in 2018. Heather.
What is Apple?
Right.
Forbes for 8.
Answer. Daily double. All right. You forged into a $3,800 lead over both Sarah and Cheyenne.
2,000, please.
Okay, here is the clue. These two six-letter aircraft makers topped the aerospace section on the list.
What is Boeing and Airbus?
Oh, good for you. Snuck it in time. All right, go again.
Forbes 1,000.
Jamie Dimon is head of this financial services company, the largest in the United States. And that would be J.P. Morgan Chase. Back to you, Heather.
Novels, 600.
By Dickens. Knitting. The novel is A Tale of Two Cities. Remember Madame Defarge. Back to you, Heather.
Novels, 8.
1883, Pieces of 8. Sarah.
What is Treasure Island?
Good.
Novels, 1,000.
From a Verne work, Boldly Down the Crater. Heather.
What is 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea?
Nope. Sarah.
What is Journey to the Center of the Earth?
That's right. Less than a minute now.
Buddhist Temples, 200.
The Buddhist Seigan Toji Temple overlooks Nachi Falls, the tallest waterfall in this country. Heather.
What is Japan?
Right.
Buddhist, 4.
In 1968, the Byomdoin Temple was built without nails in Valley of the Temples Memorial Park in this U.S. state. You'll find it in Hawaii. Back to you, Heather.
6.
72 symbolic stupas encircle the top levels of the Borobudur Temple Complex on this island, Indonesia's most populous. Sarah.
What is Java?
Yeah.
800.
A temple in India has a tree descended from this five-letter tree important in the life of Buddha. That would be the Bodhi tree. And with that, we wrap up this first round of play. Cheyenne, you get to go first in Double Jeopardy. You're going to try to overtake Heather, who has a $5,000 lead over you after this. Yeah. Heather didn't earn that much money on last Friday's show, so she got off to a good start today. Cheyenne, you have some catching up to do. And in this round, here are the categories. The Middle Ages, wrap it up. We'll go around the world. We'll deal with dangerous colors, hip music of today, and finally, empty promises. Each correct response will begin with the letter M and end with a T. Okay. Cheyenne, start.
Let's take empty promises for 400, please.
Something adopted by a group as a representative symbol. Cheyenne.
What is a mascot?
Right.
Promises for 800.
Sail holder. Sarah.
What is a mast?
Good.
Empty promises, 1200.
Your point is this, of no practical value. Cheyenne?
What is moot?
Good.
Promises, 1600.
As an adjective, it can mean active in combat or aggressive about a cause. Cheyenne?
What is militant?
Yes.
2000 for promises.
From the French for clumsy, it means unskillful. And the word this time is maladroit. Back to you, Cheyenne.
Let's try hit music of today for 400.
In 2019, adult contemporary fans sure wanted to know Girls Like You from this Adam Levine band. Cheyenne.
What is Maroon 5?
Correct.
Hit music, 800.
This band was only human as a hit maker in 2019. Its humans being Kevin, Joe, and Nick. Sarah?
What is the Jonas Brothers?
Yes.
Around the World, 400.
Not only is it the world's smallest ocean, it's also the shallowest. Heather.
What is the Indian?
Nope. Sarah.
What is the Arctic?
Yes, that's the one.
800 for around the world.
In 2019, this airline used employees as guinea pigs on a 19-hour flight direct from London to Sydney. Heather.
What is Qantas?
That's the airline.
Around the world for 12.
A specialty of Goa, India, is Feni, a potent liquor made from the fruit of the tree that produces these kidney-shaped nuts. Heather.
What are cashews?
Correct.
Around the world, 1600.
The name of this people of Kenya precedes Mara in the name of a national reserve loaded with lions. Cheyenne.
What is the Maasai?
Good.
Around the world, 2000.
Be aware that this 19-mile-long strait splits Turkey into western and eastern portions. Sarah.
What is the Bosphorus?
You are correct.
The Middle Ages for 400.
This dark pandemic ravaged Europe between 1347 and 1351. Sarah.
What is the Black Plague?
Yes.
Middle Ages for 800.
In this medieval literary work, Judas is found in the lowest circle of hell being gnawed on by Satan. Sarah.
What is the Inferno?
Yes,
Dante's Inferno.
Yes.
Middle Ages,
comedy.
1200.
According to legend, he was blown off course around 1000 AD and landed on the North American continent. Heather.
Who is Erickson?
Leif Erickson, yes.
Hit music, 1200.
In 2019, Garth Brooks and this fellow country star seen here teamed up to hit a dive bar. Heather.
Who is Blake Shelton?
He's the one.
Music, 1600.
He surprised people at the 2019 VMAs by performing Panini over the very expected Old Town Road. Cheyenne.
Who is Lil Nas X?
Yes.
Finished today for hit music for 2000.
The album Beer Bongs and Bentleys topped the Billboard 200 going Pillar to Him. Cheyenne.
Who is Post Malone?
Yep, Pillar to Post.
Dangerous colors for 400.
The use of cinnabar as a red, like in Degas' Combing the Hair, is quite toxic as it contains this liquid metal. Heather.
What is mercury?
Yes.
Colors 8.
Answer. Daily double. All right. At the moment, you have a $600 lead over Cheyenne. You have $10,600 to put at risk.
I'll wager $2,000, please.
All right. Copper sulfate helped produce shields this color, which gave some Victorians arsenic poisoning from wallpaper.
What is green?
Green is correct. You're at $12,600. Go again.
Colors for 12.
Used in the arrest of Christ, Naples yellow contains both antimony and this heavy metal, once common in house paint. Heather.
What is lead?
Yeah.
Color 16.
Leonardo da Vinci used a black powder made from carcinogenic sources like coal tar and named for this element. carcinogenic carbon. Back to you, Heather.
Colors 2000.
Prussian blue contained this poison that's also found in the seeds of apples. Sarah.
But a cyanide?
Yes.
Middle Ages, 1600.
Before Charlemagne was crowned Holy Roman Emperor in the year 800, he was dubbed King of these people. He was dubbed King of the Franks. Back to you, Sarah.
Middle Ages, 2000.
In medieval Europe, some women wore a cloth headdress called this, still used today by some nuns who wear a traditional habit. Sarah.
What is a wimple?
Wimple, right.
Wrap it up, 400.
At Subway, the signature wraps come wrapped in one of these. Heather.
What is a paper?
No. Cheyenne.
What is a flour tortilla?
You will accept that. It isn't necessarily always a flour tortilla, but it's a good guess.
Wrap it up, 800.
The house here has this type of veranda that extends around the sides of the house. Cheyenne.
What is a wraparound?
That's it.
Wrap it up, 1200.
According to Luke chapter 2, Mary brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in these. Sarah.
What are swaddling clothes?
Yes.
Wrap it up, 2000.
One of Christo's temporary works of art was the wrapping in fabric of this oldest Paris bridge. Sarah.
What is a Pont Neuf?
Yes, and the last clue is yours. You skipped it a moment ago. It's the Daily Double, and you're in the lead, young lady.
I will do 4,000.
All right. This four-letter seaweed that wraps up sushi is actually a type of red algae.
What is nori?
Nori, correct. And you're at an even 20,000. This is a good day. This is a great way to start off the week. The three of you get to enjoy this category in final today. Poets. Think about that. We'll reveal the clue when we come back.
In this Geico sequel ad, it's what these dang woodchucks keep chucking. What is wood? Vote for your favorite Geico sequel at geico.com/sequels.
The category for Final Jeopardy that starts off our week is poets. And ladies, here is your clue. A Dartmouth dropout, he received two honorary degrees from Dartmouth in 1933 and 1955. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. Had some choices here, but if you paid attention to those years, that would have helped immensely. All right, we're coming to you, Cheyenne. You were in third place with 11,200. Which poet did you think of? Whitman. Walt Whitman is incorrect, and it'll cost you 7,500. That drops you down to 3,700. Takes us to our champion, Heather. She had 13,400. The poet she selected was Thoreau. Incorrect also. It'll cost you $21.99. That's not a big drop. You're at 11,201 as we come to Sarah. 20 grand going into final. She selected Robert Frost. She is right. And the wager she made, 6801. That's a nice payday. 26,801 to start the week. Congratulations. Good game, wasn't it, folks? Hope you enjoyed it. Let's do it again tomorrow. So long.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico. Jeopardy! Is also brought to you by
Inside Out, gotta figure it out. I'm feeling good, and it feels good.
SunSweet Amazing Prunes and Prune Juice, the feel-good fruit.
What does ferociously strong tape mean? T-Rex is on a mission to find out. First, we froze T-Rex duct tape in a block of ice. Then we braved bitter temperatures to put it to work. The result of this extreme real-world test? That frozen to the core T-Rex tape still sticks, even in the coldest temperatures. Ferociously strong tape.